What about the issue of adjuvant therapy in a patient with an EGFR mutation?
So we have a study ongoing now specifically looking at the role of erlotinib in EGFR mutated patients who have had their adjuvant therapy with chemotherapy or whatever. And that trial is open and we're accruing to that study right now looking at the potential role of that. I think the big question you're going to ask me, I know you're going to ask me this anyway, so I might as well answer it, which is what do you do outside of the study in that setting? And I think you can make a rational decision to consider a treatment like this. We know the response rates are extraordinarily high. The problem is you don't know, A, what the side effects, long-term side effects are, and B, you certainly have no window into duration of therapy. I mean, look how long it's taken in breast cancer for the breast cancer docs to figure out what the optimal duration of hormonal therapy is. Do you do 2 months? Do you do 6 months? Do you do 2 years? Is 5 years best? 7 years? I don't know. I think we just don't know that at this point.
So what are you doing yourself?
Fortunately, the trial is fairly liberal in its inclusion criteria, and I'm encouraging all of our patients to do that. And it's 2 years of adjuvant erlotinib at the doses. And we literally just started this trial about 4 months ago.
How do you think people are going to do in the adjuvant setting, you know, knowing that maybe they might be cured in terms of tolerating erlotinib for 2 years?
I think that's going to be challenging. I think that you look at how many women end up not taking tamoxifen because of side effects. I think that you're going to see a similar situation with erlotinib, which is far more toxic in my mind than tamoxifen. They get significant rash. Many people have loose bowels. It's not the easiest drug to tolerate.